Pianist Drew Peterson received the Avery Fisher Career Grant and the 2017 American Pianists Award. He comes to Santa Fe for two concerts, a recital tonight at St. Francis Auditorium, and a concert with the Santa Fe Symphony on Sunday, March 17th at the Lenzic. Drew Peterson, thank you for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is not your first time in New Mexico.
No, it is not. In 2014, I was a fellow at the Taos School of Music, Taos Festival, up the hill, as it were. I spent 8 weeks here playing all chamber music. So it's really interesting that now, this being my second time in New Mexico, I will have done, I think, all of the media, if you will, that I, as a solo pianist, does. I will play a solo recital, a concerto, and I have already played chamber music in this state. So covering all my bases.
You're covering a lot of bases in the next week and a half. Tonight, you have a recital at St. Francis Auditorium, which is a gorgeous place to hear a solo piano recital. How do you decide on repertoire for something like this?
That's a great question. I think each artist has their own kinds of, guidelines that they follow, kinds of tastes. I personally love variety, so I like to pick a variety of pieces, both in terms of length, in terms of style, if you will. I'm playing some Bach, some Schubert, some Chopin, and some Granados pieces. So we're getting all the way from early 18th century up through the early 20th century of solo piano music. And also I like to pick pieces that are, some are often played. I mean, I'm sure many have heard the Wanderer Fantasy. Maybe not so many have heard it live, but many have heard it on recording. Chopin's Barcarolle is a perennial favorite. Meanwhile, though, the Granados pieces, the Valses Poeticos, are played, certainly, but they're not played, I think, as much as they deserve to. They're such charming pieces. And El Pelele also is performed a little bit, but not as much. So I like to pick a variety of familiar and less familiar pieces that are a variety of length, style, and I think pieces that go together well. This recital program has a little bit of a dance theme. There's lots of waltzes. The Schubert has some waltz Lendler elements in it. The Granados, of course, Valses Poeticos. And the Bach suite is essentially, the Partita is a dance suite. All of the Baroque dances that were popular in that day, Bach is inspired by and writes beautiful examples of. So there we are. I didn't really make a point of titling the program, but I think there are elements, there are themes that run through it that will become apparent as I perform them.
That recital is tonight at St. Francis Auditorium. Sunday, March 17th, you play Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 with the Santa Fe Symphony. The concerto was written when Mozart was not quite 30, I think. Best known for the Andante, which is the melody everybody recognizes, but to reduce the piece to just that movement, I think, sells it short. There's some fantastic interplay between piano and orchestra in this work.
Oh, yes, there's plenty. This is one of these concertos that Mozart wrote at the height of his powers as a composer and also as a virtuoso pianist in his own right. So this is really, I like to think of it, in a way, as a very elegant and beautifully crafted, but still a showpiece for Mozart to perform and to present himself as a pianist as well as a composer. And naturally, back in the day, Mozart would have most likely conducted from the piano, so he would have had a lot on his plate. I'm fortunate in that I won't have to conduct as well as play, so I can focus on just creating the beautiful music at the keyboard. And it's really interesting. There's plenty of interplay between the solo part and the orchestra. I think that's part of possibly why Mozart wrote the piece in the way he did, to allow for a kind of chamber music conversation to go on, and really it's really everything's integrated so beautifully. And though the second movement is stunningly beautiful, the theme of the second movement is stunningly beautiful, there's plenty of rhythmic interplay going on underneath between the accompaniment in the piano and the accompaniment in the orchestra, and the theme gets passed around in unexpected ways. And even the second movement, though simple on the surface, is very much deceptively so. There's a lot of interest going on.
In the third movement particularly, I've read it described as a call and response between the piano and the orchestra. Had he lived longer, was he looking forward to some of the later fully romantic concertos?
Perhaps so. I mean, one could say there are certain elements in common, but there's something about the call and response and the perfectly crafted phrases of Mozart that I personally feel even Beethoven, who revolutionized the concerto and really pitted the piano against a much bigger, fuller orchestra in a way that Mozart never quite had a chance to do, there's something in the dialogue of Mozart that I don't think was really ever replicated, ever again, by any other composer. I mean, Chopin wrote beautiful concertos, and I've just performed both recently in South Carolina and California, so they're fresh in my mind, with beautiful melodies, beautiful phrasing. However, those concertos seem more like monologues to me than dialogues. The piano takes the center stage once it enters, and it's all about the piano. And not to put down Chopin, I think Chopin was a genius, his concertos are works of genius. It's just a different kind of genius than Mozart. And I think a lot of the great romantic concertos fall more into that category of soloist as kind of this heroic entity that kind of either does battle with the orchestra or just takes over the stage and makes the orchestra kind of serve its bidding. Whereas Mozart, there's constant dialogue, and I can't really say that the piano is any more important than any individual instrument in the orchestra. It's that subtle, and there's that much going on at the micro level.
It may have had something to do with his confidence in himself, both as composer and pianist, that he didn't feel the need to showcase his abilities as a pianist to overshadow his work as a composer.
Exactly. It's really true. And of course, Mozart played the violin. He played the viola. I've recently performed the Kegelstadt Trio, and I believe Mozart performed the viola part in that piece, not the piano part, when it was first performed. So go figure. He was playing everything, and it wouldn't surprise me if he had written some pieces for students of his, and he played other instrumental parts while his student played the solo part. Who knows? I mean, Mozart was doing it all, and to him, I think the music was paramount. I mean, the piano was just a means to an end. It was a tool to express his musical ideas and all that are contained in them.
Pianist Drew Peterson performs twice in New Mexico tonight, 7 p.m., in a solo recital at St. Francis Auditorium, and Sunday, March 17th, 4 p.m. at the Lenzic with the Santa Fe Symphony, conducted by Maestro Guillermo Figueroa. Tickets for both concerts are available at 983-1414 or online, santafesymphony.org. Drew Peterson, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.